one. And we are, I mean, you said it for me to then reply. So you'd have to say it again.
I'm hot now.
No, you're not, mate. You're fucking
hot. You know it's fine.
Right. How are we all this week, boys?
Great.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Oh, all right. All right, Luke. Welcome back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Sound a little bit like Bob.
Yeah. It's disappointing. It's disappointing.
What's the national sport in Japan?
It's baseball, isn't it?
Baseball.
Baseball. Yeah.
No, it ain't.
Baseball,
isn't it?
I do like baseball.
Yes,
they love baseball.
It's baseball.
Look, oh, baseball. I thought you said spaceball.
What?
I was like, what?
Yeah, that well-known sport. Yeah.
I mean, if anyone is, it's the Japanese, right?
Yeah, probably.
How was the trip, Luke? We're just quickly touching that before we go into the football.
The trip was amazing. I did not want to come back, unfortunately. I missed the heated toilet seats. You know, you get back in the UK and you have cold toilet seats. It's the worst. It's the worst.
The worst. That is a third world problem.
It's just things in life. The people queuing up, you know, for stuff and no one jumping in front. Everyone's polite. It was really, really good. Food was lovely.
That's the takeaway. Warming toilet seats.
You've seen videos, you've seen pictures online, you've seen it all for like Japan.
I've never seen Japan.
But no one ever talks about the good things about
the heated toilet seats.
The quick wins.
I don't know if I'd fly 18 hours just for a hot toilet seat.
15 and a half hours, but
yeah. well, now you're talking.
Once you're on it, it's the best. It's the best. But no, obviously, it, not just the heated toilet seats. The actual holiday as well. The traveling around, it was great. The food, the people, the temples, the castles.
The fact that you could ignore football for 2 weeks.
Exactly, ignore football. I did check the results. I was up early a little bit and I was like, oh, do I have to put Tottenham on? I was like, nah, you know what? I've got to get a VPN and then I've got to... Nah, fuck that noise. It's not worth it. And then we lost anyway. So luckily, I just couldn't bother going for that.
We'll come on to Tottenham.
We'll come on to that, yeah.
And we are all looking forward to it. Mitchell Brown, Cole Palmer's back.
He's back, baby. And so's the gnome. Back to winning ways. It's been a while.
Is that a gnome or a wizard?
It's a wizard gnome.
Okay.
Yeah. Dobby.
Sure. Why not? Dobby the Chelsea elf. Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's a bit of a tricky time with Chelsea at the moment. I want to touch on Maresca's comments. Yeah, because fucking hell, it's ridiculous. Not Maresca, the people in the background. But the game itself, I think, nervy, maybe. I don't think we played bad, but definitely nervy because... Like I say, I mean, we always have a bad December. And we're 4 games without a win, all competitions. Obviously, lost to Atlanta in the week. Fucking outrageous.
Just one up in that game as well, right?
Yeah. But the trick is not to go one up, it's to go 2 up in the first half. Sounds easy.
Yeah.
You see, not enough people do it. Palmer's back. Oh, he's still got issues with his groin.
He was limping a bit after the match, weren't he? I saw.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm like, fucking football.
Are you trying to compare yourself to Cole Palmer?
Me and Palmer, we've got a lot in common.
Yeah. You're both dopey cunts. Yeah.
Palmer, I know where he lives. You just let me know, mate.
Chippy chips.
Groin injuries are annoying, aren't they? They're niggly. I don't know if they ever really go away, unless you're off for fucking years, and he's not going to be able to do that.
You've got a billion players, so you're probably good.
Yeah, but we don't have a billion Palmers.
You got your drugs cheat coming back soon as well, didn't you, in January?
Which one's that?
Yeah, I think he's coming back.
No, we got rid of him, surely.
No,
we've got a zero tolerance policy. I remember...
You don't have a zero tolerance policy on anything.
For drugs. With it.
Such a bent club.
Mutu, growing up, Mutu is like my favourite Chelsea player because he used to do these little turns to get round the defender.
Did you say Mutu?
That's what Mutu. I was thinking Mutu. As well, yeah.
I was like, what?
Adrian Mutu. And then he got done for fucking drugs and they kicked him out. Yeah, there's no way.
And he turned into a Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, he's got an 8-year contract, Mitch, and you've not sold him.
Yeah, but have we not sold him?
No. Who's going to buy him when he's banned?
Not sold, but just got rid of. Because even if you are on a long contract, right, I feel like you're violating the terms of that contract if you get caught. Taking drugs,
100%. Yeah, they could release you, but they haven't. So that's squeaky clean Chelsea.
Well, you know, we need another midfielder. Jesus Christ. Palmer's goal. I'm trying to remember. I think I was more impressed with Gusto's setup for it. Both goals, to be honest with you. But yeah, starting with this one, it was just nice, fluid movements going forward. And again, it's what you miss with Palmer, but he does those lovely little runs in. And Gusto with a nice little through ball was perfect. Gusto had a really, really, really good game. I still obviously prefer James, but Gusto, today he seems to be improving.
Yes,
there must be a Gusto coach as well, because just like Sanchez, my God, he had another blinder. And then Palmer, is classic, get it on his left. He's not missing those. We have missed that a lot. Garnacho. God bless him. I'll tell you, he's one that needs a coach. Jesus Christ. He had at least two, maybe three chances, but one in the first half. I'm classing that as an open goal. That's an open goal. You don't miss that. It's poor defending from Everton. I think... I don't know if it was just Pickford and the defender getting a bit confused, but defender loses it and Pickford's like, I don't know how to describe it, he's next to the defender, all he's got to do is hit the target, Garnacho, and he fucking hits it wide. But it didn't matter. Better.
Really?
I'll take Werner back over Garnacho, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, he's just mental, Werner, isn't he? I just like the way he speaks.
I think Garnacho's a bit mental as well.
Yeah, but not the fun mental, do you know what I mean? it's just mental. What else? Everton should, I think, have equalised after our goal. I can't bloody remember who it was now. I think the ball was whipped across the front of the goal. And again, singing Sanchez's praises, he got down so quick and he's just deflected the ball away from the path of the, I think it was Grealish coming in. It would have been a tap-in. His leg had already done the movement. He's going for an easy tap-in. And it's just that fingertip. Oh, made the difference. And then we get the second at the end of the first half, because if we'd gone in 1-0, it would have been a nervy second half. But we got the goal at the end of the first half. Gusto, honestly, fucking blinding from him. I mean, not only does he start the move, he gets the ball up to Palmer and then he keeps the run going and Palmer pulls it back to him and it was a good fucking goal for him, for his second ever goal and his second Chelsea goal. He had a blinder. And then that was pretty much it. Second half, there wasn't much to shout about. Garnacho, fuck me, that was his other chance. Yeah, I've just remembered it. It's Sanchez, beautiful, beautiful ball out to him. Again, he's saving his distribution. I don't know what's happened, because I was fucking sending him to the gallows last season and he has, week in, week out now, he's impressing me.
Even the start of this season, he was a bit shit.
Yeah, but give that coach more money. keep him out. Jesus Christ.
They've listened to you, Mitchell, mate. All your moaning.
They must do. They must do. This is the number one podcast for Chelsea fans. I've heard it on the ratings. And yeah, beautiful. Oh, God. All the way to him. Garnacho is in front of the defender, one on one with a goalkeeper. I mean, guys, you know, at least hit the target. I don't, even if you spoon it at the keeper. But what he does a Mitchell Brown shovel foot. Luke, you know about my shovel foot.
Oh, I know about your shovel.
Absolutely shoveled it. And it just, it was like a slow motion over it goes. It's like you weren't even under any pressure, man. I mean, what's the matter with you? But in the end, it didn't matter. You know, Moyes' record against Chelsea is abysmal. I think they might have had one other chance in the second half. But hello, Tini.
She just said, fuck Chelsea.
Fuck Chelsea. And then showed her ass.
Showed her ass.
Fucking outrageous. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like I say, I think if we didn't get that second goal in the first half, it might have been a bit of a dicey second half. But as it goes, the game was over and done. Nothing else to shout about in the second half. But did you see Maresca's comments after the match?
No.
Oh, he was not a happy bunny. He was...
what's he annoyed
with? He said, well, he didn't specifically say, but I think it was pretty obvious that it was the board. He said he's had the worst 48 hours as the head coach. He said there's been... no faith, no trust and all this sort of stuff. And they pressed him on it and they said, what do you mean? Do you mean like the fans? And he said, no. He said, I've got absolutely no problem with the fans. And then he goes, oh, the media or the board? And then he just, you know, he just sort of, I'm not going to say any more on it.
The wife?
And I think...
In what sense? Just,
I think because he's had this... so you go from November where did he get manager of the month? I think he got manager of the month. Didn't lose a game in November. And then you come into this and you lose two and draw two. I think that was it. But you didn't win one. And I just know, because we've all said it, you know how fucking Chelsea are. The directors, they're all probably starting to prod and push, expecting more. And you just think, like, are you fucking for real? Maresca's record with Chelsea at the moment, considering we have a young squad, because yes, we do, has been absolutely fantastic. I honestly couldn't wish for more at this stage. It's his second season. And in his first season, he won two trophies. What more do you want? Give him time.
Top of the Premier League. That's what they want.
I mean, we're getting there.
Well, that's it. I think that's probably it, Mitchell. It is probably, it's because you're sniffing.
You're ahead of schedule.
That's the problem.
That is it.
That's,
I mean, honestly,
it's those expectations of such a big club Chelsea are. They're like, oh well, look where we are now, and we want more. And it's probably looking at the results that you've had. Was it Leeds that you lost? Was it Leeds?
Yeah,
the Leeds game as well. It's like, it might be things like stir in the background there.
But Leeds—they always turn up against us. The big rivalry from the, early days.
But you should be beating Leeds.
You should be beating Forest.
You're not wrong. We'll come on to that. You're not wrong.
Big picture though, like you've said it before, you're overachieving. You was overachieving
you're
last
you're
season.
You're ahead of schedule. Yeah. Like you are ahead of where you should be with a young
squad.
I'd love to know
exactly what the comments were. And what are they expected? Because like I said, you got two trophies in your first season and you've been having a blinding season this season. Like, you're up there. You're still top four, I think.
You are
still top four.
Yeah. But you wasn't last weekend, was you? That's the thing, is you dropped down.
I think it was by goal difference.
To Palace. Yeah.
Palace, yeah. But it's a fucking competitive season. There's not much points in any of it.
With Villa as well, like, it's...
Fuck Villa.
There's going to be a big team that doesn't finish in the top four this season.
That'll be Liverpool.
They're only 2 points off of it now themselves. They're 2 points behind Chelsea now.
I still think there's
I don't. I don't disagree. I don't think they're great still, and I don't think this is going to. I don't think they're going to turn the corner yet. I really don't.
I think they're finishing top four though. I think they've got the squad for it.
But then who drops out?
You,
I think Villa will drop off.
Arsenal.
I think Villa will drop off.
They've had nine on
Did
the bounce.
Did you say Arsenal, Bob? Yeah. I thought I heard.
Well, they couldn't score against fucking Wolves. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Still got to win some out of, right?
Fucking outrageous.
But yeah, I think there's going to be a big team that misses out. So,
well, if it is us, Maresca will get sacked.
I think so. Unless you win the Champions League, which you still win.
Yeah.
And you're a cup team.
We are a cup team. We'll see. Champions League, though. Fucking hell. Although we've done it twice before, haven't we?
It's a big ask.
Is there anyone in the Champions League at the moment that isn't beatable? Like, hear me, I know obviously every team is beatable. But, you know, when you look at the teams like Arsenal beat Bayern Munich, Real Madrid seem to be underperforming this season. Barcelona, they lost as well, I think, recently.
We beat Chelsea.
PSG, they struggled against Tottenham. They beat Tottenham, yes, but they still struggled against us.
Lost to Bayern Munich.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's I feel like there's not... Don't get wrong, Real Madrid could step up. They're very good in the Champions League, and teams will step up as soon as they progress a bit more. Things will change.
It's the knockout stages.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Teams with that caliber.
Yeah, you've got the January transfer market as well, I guess. But I feel like at the moment, right now, I hate to say it, Arsenal are probably
we're the favourites.
The favourites at the moment.
But PSG done the same thing last year, didn't they?
They went through the group stage last year.
And then they picked up, didn't they?
And then they were just unbelievable.
On a spree.
But they did have Donnarumma in goal, which they don't have this season.
That's also true. But what I'm getting at is that this is, I feel like anyone at the moment that goes through, you can't just be like, oh, Real Madrid are going to win that game. Bayern Munich are going to go and win that game. PSG are going to win that game. You know,
The only team that you could make the argument for at the moment, and it is just because of the way it's gone, is Arsenal.
Oh, Arsenal, yeah. Or probably PSG, because they won it last year, and as you said, they can turn it on. But it's an interesting season. It's an interesting season. And I'd be curious to see what happens in this Champions League. I know Tottenham are in there. we seem to be doing all right, but I can't see us doing any better than we'd be lucky to get through the group stage.
I think it will be a good one.
I think you'll get through the group stage, but I think you'll be lucky to get out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You, I don't know what's going on with Spurs at the moment. You ain't got any sort of synergy.
Crowd's not giving them any energy. Constantly. Right, are you done with Chelsea? Anyone else want to talk about Chelsea for a second?
Yeah.
Please win it over Arsenal.
I don't know what it is, the Premier League.
Champions League or Premier League, fucking just take it above him.
Look at that face, Clive. I know it won't happen, but if it does, Mike, cut that face.
I just want
maybe the FA Cup, yeah.
You always do us in the FA Cup. Can't let him have anything this season.
We need something this season.
I know you guys.
And what do they say? Teams that win champions win matches when they're playing poor and not scoring goals. And let's go into the Arsenal Wolves game.
You took that to the max on that one.
Oh, right. We did. We really did. The thing is, it was such a poor game. Like other than Saka. We had nothing. Like, other than Saka beating his man pretty much every time, he played some absolutely fantastic passes. Defensively on the counter, they looked better than us as well. Like, they found space. Declan Rice is clearly playing with an injury or two. Like, he needs a rest. We need to be able to rest Declan Rice in this little period. He can't play every game. But we rode our luck. It was a great delivery from Saka for the corner. Like, as soon as he hit the ball, I was like, oh, that's got a chance of going in. And then it hit the crossbar and Sam Johnson, yeah, unlucky. Like, it's a very unlucky goalkeeping. It's like, you feel a little bit for him, but the time wasting from Wolves in that game from minute one was...
You moaned about time wasting.
It was insane. But they didn't have anything to time waste for. Like, don't time waste when you're drawing in the first half. Like, fuck off. But they set up completely to just try and annoy us, try and keep it tight, and then steal something at the end, which they were very close. Even their substitutions were, right, we've gone 60 minutes of 12 men behind the ball, 11 men behind the ball. Let's take our striker off, put another midfielder on. And then it wasn't until we went 1-0 up, they actually started to go, well, actually, now we need to come out. Even that didn't help us, if I'm honest. Like, their goal, like the fans, like, you could hear in the stadium that we were getting aggy about how long they had the ball for. Like, as the home team, we're used to having all the possession, but it must have been, what, 20-odd passes or something like that. And there was no one pressing. Like, we did not want to try and win that ball. And you just felt it coming. You felt that the goal was going to go. So yeah, it was strange. But then again, a little bit of magic from Saka, a great cross, put it in such a dangerous area. We all thought it was a Jesus goal, but it's been awarded an own goal. I've not seen the replays, but I've been told that it is an own goal.
Yeah, off his head, clearly. Yeah.
But it was good to see Jesus back as well and making some runs. He could have had a second after, well, a first after that as well. He went through on the counter and was 1-on-1 with a goalkeeper, but it's just a weak shot in the end. But it was a poor game. Like, you could, the last two games, the Villa game and this game, you can tell we're lacking energy from our starting lineup, and he needs to, like he did against the team in the Champions League, he needs to rotate a little bit at the moment. He needs to be playing the likes of Madawaki, getting Marino into midfield and giving Rice a bit of a break. He took Zubimendi off, which we were all very surprised with when we saw Marino warming up. Eze was a bit like anonymous in that game. He didn't do anything in the first half. Well, I mean, a hat-trick against Tottenham is enough. Yeah. He's played us all back already.
Mate, I would have got a hat-trick against Tottenham.
He's played us back already.
Fucking hell.
Shocking. But Gyökeres, he didn't really get much of a sniff. There was one cross from Saka. He maybe a fully fit or fully match fit. Gyökeres gets on the end of. But he gave the option to bully the two centre-halves, which gives Saka and Martinelli the space. But it was just poor. We were slow. The build-up was slow. We didn't look like we had any cutting edge at all. Saliba being back was good, but we lost Ben White. So it's one in, one out. I can't remember who went in at the centre-half. Oh, they brought on Skelly at left-back at that point. Moved Icapi into the middle and put Timber out right. So again, it's a different defence we've now lined up with. But yeah, we got through. Move on to the next one. 3 points. Go to the next game.
Fucking criminal. Forget about 3 points. I think everyone, including Wolves, was expecting a coasting performance.
I think every Arsenal fan were. Wolves set up to completely nullify what we had going forward. And it worked for a long, long period. And it was only due to the set piece that we opened them up. Then they come, and again, all fairness to them, their goal, as I say, they look like the home team in possession of the ball for that 1 5-minute spell of the game. And they scored from it. And again, the atmosphere in the stadium, it was a bit toxic. It was like everyone was screaming, like, press, like, you've got to get out to the ball. Nobody was. So yeah, it was. But even then, you could sense that there's still a winner in there for us, because we still had so many attacking options on and whatnot. But yeah.
That's the crazy thing, though. With the attacking options, with all everything Arsenal have, to not get a goal yourself.
We created both the goals, but yeah. Yeah. I mean, right, both the goals were created by Arsenal.
For the own goals. It's just, yeah, mate, I don't know, lazy performance, tired.
Again,
performance.
I wouldn't say lazy.
Why didn't he make changes? Because, like you say, it is a very, very poor Wolves team that have 2 points this season. So you can't change six fucking players.
Well, we did from the Champions League team. Right, the team that started the Champions League game was changed. Like Saka started over Madueke. Eze started over Odegaard. Jokeres started over Marino. Martinelli started midweek, I think. Yeah, he did. Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of changes from the midweek game. And the midweek game, we had more energy. Like the first half was a bit bitty, but the second half we come out like ramped up. But even against Wolves, we didn't in either half. It was maybe the expectation and the tiredness. We were so happy just to knock the ball about without any rule because they were so. Feel like they had every man behind the ball for large periods of that game. We were just comfortable until we gave the ball up, and then we had a couple of players out of position. So they had a couple of good chances on the break. Again, a better team would have punished us, and maybe that's a bit of it as well. We were just so relaxed with it, but. Yeah, it was a disappointing game from a spectator's view. Like as an Arsenal fan, it wasn't an easy watch. And I've said that a couple of times this season. We've not really got going yet, not properly. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens when we do.
Probably nothing.
It'd be too late, Biden. City will run away.
We win the Champions League, wouldn't we? So. Yeah.
Can't be having that.
I mean, it could happen.
I'll make sure it doesn't.
We look good in the Champions League. We look very good in the Champions League. People don't low block us in the Champions League, so it's nice.
Right, I'm writing the date down so I can come back to this clip.
I mean, I think I've said it before. I think I said it last year. I think we're more suited to win the Champions League than we are the league. Like teams in Europe think they can give you a game, which. By all means, come and give us a game.
Oh, God. I can't wait to see next one. Clive, you're opening yourself up here, mate. Come on.
100%.
Just doing it for the clickbait, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. But I think we used the subs well. And again, from an attacking perspective, having Jesus come back, Leonardo Trossard on the bench, Madueke on the bench, who didn't come on. And then we've got Kai Havertz coming back at some point. It's going to give us options. And it obviously has, we had Odegaard come on second half for Eze. So yeah, and even Nouari's not even getting a sniff. So going forward, I think we're going to get better. I think we just need to give a couple of players a breather, like Timber, like Declan Rice. Otherwise we're gonna run out of steam. So
Luke, do what the Arsenal fans did against you, right? Get a picture of it with the next five fixtures, and you can do your wins, losses, and draws on it.
I mean,
see how we go.
Luke opened himself up for that.
Yeah, you
massively,
know.
Massively.
Tottenham, mate.
And we enjoyed it. Anyone else? Anything else?
Nah. No, actually.
The Arsenal.
The Arsenal, no. He actually
said
it.
No, he says it all the time.
The other kind of contentious moment in the game was Eze's high foot. I didn't really, again, we just saw it in the stadium once.
I don't
think
it was even a booking, was it?
No,
not even a booking there.
Yeah, that should have been a booking at least. Because they give that before, haven't they? Bookings, just even when the player barely even touches the player for high foot. It wouldn't have made any difference anyway, would it? It's not like he was on a yellow already and then that's happened. Oh, it's neither here nor there, is it really? But
no.
Cool. Come on, the Arsenal. Come on, set piece FC.
Embracing that, IR. Get a t-shirt.
Of course we do, yeah. Well, we weaponize your what you think our victories against us. A whole song about it. Right. West Ham, Bob. Was it West Ham? Yeah, it is West Ham next, isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Villa. Yeah.
Did you see Bob's comment in the group chat He was like, I think this is the first West Ham game I've really enjoyed.
I stick by it. It still is. It was
considering a form of Villa.
Yeah, it was a good game of football. Like, honestly, it was a very enjoyable game of football. And West Ham played in a way that, you know, made me not embarrassed to be a West Ham fan for this season for once. Like, they actually, like, at the start, we started off at such a high tempo. At least we've got an achievement this year. Even if we get relegated, at least we scored the quickest Premier League goal so far. So no one beat us in that, please.
The season's stopping now.
No one else can do that, are they?
Yeah, we can stop now. Let's stop the Premier League right now.
No, that's not.
You'd get relegated. We'd win the league. Yeah. Everyone would be happy.
Is it quicker than the Liverpool one?
Well, yeah, it's the quickest one so far.
Because I can't remember which game came first. I can't remember if it was the Liverpool game or the West Ham game. Because it might have been. And then the Liverpool game was after.
Liverpool played Saturday.
Liverpool played Saturday. 29 seconds it was. But yeah, I mean, I genuinely think for the longer periods of that game, West Ham were the better team. I think we looked better. We looked up for it. The tempo was so much higher. I really enjoyed it. And I think, like I was saying in previous games, like when we was playing against like Liverpool and teams like that, we kind of looked like we were going to lose. And that's the way we played. And to be honest, after when they went 3-2 up, I did see a little bit of that kind of sneak back in. Like we just looked a little bit deflated when they went 3-2 up. But before that, we were in front twice against a Villa team that haven't lost in however many games now. What is it? Like 6 games, is it? 10 games, actually?
Premier League.
Yeah. Like, they're an impressive team at the moment. And I really think we took it to them right from the off. Such a high tempo. Fernandes was amazing in that game. He was so good. We basically just went out there with a game plan, and yeah, I just thought it was great. Obviously we lost, which is the sad thing about it, because we desperately need those 3 points at the moment. And the games are not getting any fucking easier, which is obviously unfortunate.
So what, are you going to get 3 points at your next one?
I hope so. And I mean, I know probably the rest of the UK probably don't hope so. I do worry for the next game, because I'm pretty sure Magassa and Diouf both out the Africa Cup of Nations. Mm. We're going to struggle there. But we look so much better. The goals... So the first goal, I can't even fucking remember now. I was getting so excited. what was the first goal? It was the first goal. Someone else must have watched it.
It was the quickest goal.
That was it. That basically showcased everything that I'm talking about, because Fernandes...
So quick. Doesn't
it was it. So quick. Exactly. I hadn't even sat down with my cup of tea yet.
You mean beer?
Yeah. No, actually, I had some of them after. I had tea at the time. Thank you, Clive. Thank you for outing my alcohol problem in front of the whole of the UK.
I mean, if I was a West Ham fan, I'd need to.
Fernandes and Somerville right off the bat just got on him. It was a bit of a dodgy moment from Konsa, I think it was. That's exactly what I wanted to see. That's what I've said for a fucking season and a half now. Just show a bit of fight. Get out there. Be a bit brave. Especially against, you know, teams that you're instantly seeing they're struggling a little bit at the back. Obviously being brave does occasionally come at a cost, which it did today, because I think all three of Villa's goals were pretty much, I mean, to be honest, Villa's first goal was a great finish from Mavropanos. It's fantastic, fantastic header. The second goal was a loose pass in midfield from Paqueta. And then obviously was a little bit out of shape. And then the third one was a wonder goal from Rodgers. So it's like, it's one of them. Like, I want to be mad because we lost, but I'm also a little bit proud at the way they played for once.
So you're happier with this loss than you are with your last two draws?
I think so.
That's what you're saying of a
rookie. No. But I wouldn't say happier, actually. I'd say I'm happier with the way that we played. I think we were unlucky, to be honest. I think
goal was blinding. That was it.
Yeah, it was great. Bowen, would have taken us to 3-1. And who would have knows what would have happened off the back of that? He was marginally offside. It was a great finish. Oh, fucking hell. I nearly punched a hole through the ceiling for that goal. Obviously that was disallowed. I just think the way we played in that game just made me happy. Like, it's one of them that you lose and you go away from it and you think, I don't feel that bad. Like, I don't feel that bad about it. You must have experienced it.
I know what Bob's talking about.
There's well, of course you fucking do. you and West Ham lose the most games.
That's true. They've got a brand new manager, who's trying to find a system in place. And West Ham have been losing games where they've not been playing the football that the fans want. They've now had a game against Villa who are on form, or playing well, and now they're playing the football that the fans want to see, the attacking football, the goals as well. And then they lose a game that, as Bob was saying, like, is unfortunate to lose again. So I can sort of see that you've got to take some of the hope, the pride in the team, the positives and stuff like that of that game, and then hopefully they can take that into the next game moving forward, or like start seeing that progress throughout the rest of the season. So I get that. I'd rather be doing that than going to it, especially for the fans that have paid money to go to the game. Instead of going and getting a drumming 3-0, 2-0, and then just being shit, at least enjoy the game of getting goals, celebrating, and having a good day out. Obviously, the result not so good, but at least enjoying the game for what it is.
Yeah, it was a good game of football. And it's rare, and especially over the past season and a half that I've seen. I mean, before that, I was loving life when we had Moisey. But, like in a season and a half, I don't think I've really sat down and thought, after a game of football, I haven't really sat down and thought, I actually really enjoyed that. I'm glad I watched that. Like, every single time I thought, I fucking hate football. I don't want to watch it anymore. Like, pretty much after every single game. And since we started doing this podcast, actually, maybe we should fucking stop.
I've played the podcast as well.
Yeah. It was good. There was a couple of frustrating bits, I will say. I do think Somerville is a great player and he's great at running at people, but he does make some fucking decisions that make one want to kick him in the face. maybe not kick him in the face. That's a bit harsh. Maybe just trip him over. No, that's true. I've got a bad back at the moment as well. I just think he's... Who have I said this about before? It's the Jeremy Doku effect again. It's that kind of effect. Like, he runs the plays. He looks so good. Maybe not so much this season, because Doku has been playing really, really fucking well this season. But in previous season, he runs the players. He gets in really good positions. And then just that final pass or that final finish, he doesn't quite find it. And I don't think he's really found it. If he finds that, he's going to be ridiculously good and then probably fucking go to Spurs or somewhere or go to fucking Chelsea. That's the only frustrating thing. I do think we're still lacking that a little bit. I'm not going to talk about injuries because I'm not allowed to.
not allowed to.
Yeah. But overall, I feel positive. I'm just a little bit scared about our next game, which, who knows? Who knows? Maybe this will be the... Imagine. Actually, I'm not going to spoil it this week. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Come on, West Ham. Come on.
Yeah, but City, they are that weird sort of team that are always so great. You're so surprised when they lose against teams they should be beating. Who did they have recently? Who did they fucking lose to recently?
The only one...
Newcastle.
Should've been Villa.
Newcastle, really.
Yeah, I mean, Newcastle have not been great this season yet.
Even the Fulham game, like, you know, they won it, but it was 5-4.
And the Leeds game as well.
Mm.
Yeah, they do. They are a bit leaky.
Yeah, not against us, mate.
Anybody else want to weigh in on West Ham?
No.
Wow.
I mean, relegation is very, very on the table.
I can't see it, though. I can't see relegation from...
I do think we are turning we're at a bit of a turning point at the moment. I know it's kind of, you know, we're still 2 points off the bottom, whatever.
Three points.
Sorry, yeah.
I think you're right, Bob. You are right, because you do seem to be playing better. The thing you've got going against you is, so is everyone else.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Leeds and Forest have started to turn the corner.
Yeah.
Need to play Spurs.
Yeah, only 9 points beyond Spurs. So. Yeah,
but if we get a decent run, and I'm not even talking, you know, like a three game, four game run where we just win three games in a row or whatever. Like, I think.
I mean, you nearly had that nosebleed recently, right? You had two on the bounce, and the third was just a bit too much to ask for.
Yeah, and I think we are playing better, and I do think. In some of those 6-pointers, I would probably now go into them thinking we should be winning this. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas before, when we was going playing Leeds or whatever, I'd be thinking, I don't think we've got a fucking chance in hell. I'd now be thinking this is probably going to be a good game. I can see us getting a result. So I think that's it. I mean, time will tell. It might be too little too late. The damage might already be done.
I honestly think Nuno's too good of a coach to get you relegated as well. Like, I'd rate him over Daniel Farker at Leeds. Don't know who else is. Forrest got Sean Dyche now, and he knows how to
he loves it.
Yeah,
in the Premier League, doesn't he?
The defensive turnaround. I know we conceded three today, but it's against Villa, and it's the way that he wants to play, right? Like, in these games, that's what you saw him do at Forest.
Yeah, and if you scored two goals against the likes of Leeds, Forest, Brentford, Fulham, I mean, Fulham are a bit free scoring at the moment, so maybe not Fulham, but Burnley, Wolves, like, if you score two goals against any of those teams,
Spurs.
Spurs. I don't see any of those teams scoring two or three goals against you.
Yeah.
So that's what you've got to do. That's the mission, right?
Yeah. It's just that
Forest coming up again.
The thing is, it is so inconsistent. I've been here before. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe not to this extent, but I've been here before where you think, well, yes. but also where I'm thinking, oh yeah, we've turned the page, you know, this is it now, you know, like, we're really gonna fucking step on it now and start getting some results, and then we just go and get fucking, I don't know, like, not even, to be honest, if we lose against City next weekend, fair enough, it's City, you know, I'm not overly,
it's a free hit,
but if
you
want to
see a performance though, don't you? You want to see a bit of grit, you want to see the attacking side still.
I want to see him go out there with a plan as well, because that was half the problem before, was you'd watch us play and you'd think, what the fuck are we doing? Like,
so you've got obviously City next, then Fulham at home, Brighton at home, Wolves away, Forest at home.
Yeah, so that's, you know, after...
Out of that, how many points, Bob?
That's 15, isn't it?
Yeah. And now we need to get the little 5-game.
There's a clip.
I don't know. I don't even want to say.
God, imagine.
To be honest,
I think you get 9 points out of that.
But what were the teams again? Sorry. Out.
So you've got Fulham at home, Brighton at home, Wolves away, Forest at home.
Yeah, I mean, I said 15. There's only fucking four teams. I'm gonna go with that's our streak. Four wins, 12 points. Yeah. That's our streak, baby.
There's a draw in there. There's definitely a Brighton.
I think the
draw
Brighton game will be tough. But no way.
They're shit. They're flat.
Forest will do you as well.
Yeah, Brighton are fucking. They're just one of those teams. Brighton, they'll just turn up.
Nah, we played them recently, didn't we? and drew two all. It's going to be an easy West Ham win. I know we've turned the page. You've got to think positive. I'm going 12 points. Fuck it.
I like it.
You're saying that for 12?
Yeah. He's just building Luke up for his comment that's going to come.
Jesus.
I have many, Clive.
Shall we get into it? Shall we bin off West Ham and talk Tottenham Hotspur?
Yeah.
Let's get some expert opinion for the first time in 3 weeks.
I think you guys have mentioned it more than enough about Spurs, and you pretty much hit the nail on the head, to be fair. Nothing I wouldn't have said, other than a few bits of being Arsenal. Comments from you, Clive.
I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah,
enlighten me.
You know what you said.
I can't remember.
You said how bad Tottenham are. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just speaking the truth.
No.
You were terrible against us.
This was like the first week.
Yeah, and you were terrible against us. Yeah, you lost 4-1 against Arsenal.
We were terrible. Yeah, the Arsenal game was shocking. That was...
Every single Tottenham player should be embarrassed to have played in that game.
I agree. It was poor. Like, no one turned up for a derby. Like, it just turned up like as if it was a training session, and Arsenal dominated. Like, there's not much
as they battered them.
We gave him too much room. We gave him too much room.
What do you want?
We were just poor. It was poor all over. It wasn't just Eze. It was just Tottenham just being Tottenham. They just didn't turn up. I watched the highlights, and it was just, you weren't even calling highlights. There was no Tottenham in that game. It was just all Arsenal. It just wasn't even, we got the goal, which is a good goal. But at that point, it's over.
Yeah, the game was dead at that point.
It was dead from the first minute, in fairness. It was just... It's the worst performance I've seen Tottenham play. I mean, we've been beaten by Arsenal a lot.
More often than not, some would say.
Yeah, a lot. But I think that is by far the worst performance I've ever seen of Tottenham. I think even if we played our youth team against Arsenal, it wouldn't have been that bad. We might have still lost the same.
That's one of the things I touched on, is like maybe you didn't have enough personnel to understand the game. If you had youth players in there, you've got people to understand that it's a big old derby.
I know we're not going to talk about injuries and stuff.
No,
we're not blaming.
It's your rule.
I agree with you. But on that, I'm not. Tottenham should be performing not that bad. Yeah. But I feel like if we...
Here's the bar.
No, hear me out, yeah? Solanke's out injured, so we've got a striker that's gone, yeah? Richarlison's doing the best he can do at the moment, yeah? Still not great, but he's doing the best he can. We've got Solanke out, Kuzeski and Maddison. The attacking players that we need to be getting goals is what I'm getting at, yeah? Is the players... I feel like as with the Arsenal game, and we touched on it with West Ham, if they went 2-0 up against Tottenham, we're not scoring two goals. You know, if we are, it'll be like an own goal or some weird luck that we're getting. I just feel like we don't have that ability in the team at the moment that are going to get those goals.
Take a note out of Arteta's book and put a holding midfielder in top.
Maybe we need to. We've got some
20 goals this calendar year.
I think there's a player in our youth. Look, is it Lucas William Barnett who's just banging him in? Like for fun.
He's very young, isn't he? 15. He's very.
They're talking about him like Max
Stalman kind of level.
Yeah,
so.
He's record those higher than Max at the moment, but he's doing really well. But he's at that level.
Because Max is playing for the first team more.
He's really playing for the first team, is he? He's been on the bench a few. Lucas has been on the bench a few times as well. Like, come on, he's been on the pitch. Yeah, he came on the pitch in one of the Champions League games or the FA Cup, wherever it was. But he come on.
Not played the FA Cup yet, but sure.
It's like Sunday League mums.
You know what?
My son's better than yours.
This is Arsenal though. They just grab all their youth players and be like, oh, we just put a 14-year-old because he's the youngest player, just to get that stat and just to be like, well,
they're that good. They can play.
Oh, they're that good. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, forget about Arsenal. Yeah, but there's players decent. There's some players in there that could come in and I still think we'll do better than what fucking there at the moment, because those players are not putting any heart or passion into the game. They're just turning up, getting a wage, and just losing, and then they're just walking off the pitch when they're getting booed at. Which I get, I understand it, and we've seen it. We touched on it before I was on holiday, is that players, if they put in a fucking performance, the fans won't boo. You know, a loss is a loss. You lose. You can't win every game of football. Yeah, that's. I don't think there's been a team in history, maybe I'm wrong, that has won every single game in a season. Yeah, I don't think there is. So you're going to lose or draw in a season. So fans will be like, okay, players in that game has put in a fucking performance. The Arsenal game, if we lost against Arsenal away from home, fine, it happens. But if you put in a performance where we're fucking on it or anything, we was unlucky, everyone comes out of that game and everyone's like, do you know what? Away from home against Arsenal, they're form at the moment, top of the league, we put in a good shift. That looked like a proper derby. You know, no, we got there. We might as well not have turned up on the pitch or got the too many sendings off, so we only lost 3-0 in that game instead of the 4-1, because I feel like even those sending offs would have helped us, because other players would have had to come in instead of the players that are playing at the moment that are shit.
I think both me and Mitchell said about that game as well, is like, where was, like, Romero, he's a defender that's known to put a crunching challenge in and be a bit reckless at times. Just wasn't interested. Oh, just didn't look like he was up for it at all. Like,
and then a week later, he does it. I honestly don't get it. I don't get it. And the goalkeeper, oh, the fucking goalkeeper, Vicario. Not in the Arsenal game, but
yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't to blame for anything.
No, not the Arsenal game, but the games after that. But yeah
today. Let's move on to today.
Yeah, let's move on to the other games. Everyone knows Tottenham have been shit.
Got a good win against Brentford.
Yeah, whatever. That's the video. They weren't that great. And we can't say Spurs were amazing. We weren't. We weren't good. The only game we was amazing was the Champions League game. That was our best performance.
Against Stuttgart, or not Stuttgart, Sparta Prague,
yeah. Which it was a good result. It was a good game. Players turned up. But then we come to this game against Forest. And it's just
it was an ex Chelsea player's show, wasn't it?
Hudson-Odoi.
Hudson-Odoi.
Right. I saw the first one. I'm a bit annoyed. Two things about that game. Two things about that first goal that they scored. One, Vicario needs to just fucking hoof it. As soon as it comes to his left foot, he ain't got a left foot. So he's just terrible. So he's just hoofing it up. He tries to pass it out. Who he's got the best visibility in the game. Yeah, to know where players are and where to pass the ball, because he can see the whole pitch. Yeah, no players behind him or anything. Just go for it. But he sees. What's his name? Archie Gray. Run. Archie Gray's got a player, so his awareness should be, he knows that player's coming behind him, but he should already know what his next move is. So in football, those players, you're coming to collect that ball from the goalkeeper, you need to know what your next move is and where those players are behind. If you're going to do something special and turn him, or you pass the ball to someone that you know is not being
marked. He's in a better position.
He's in a better position, yeah, I couldn't get words out. But he decides to call for the ball there while under pressure, knowing full well he's under pressure. Vicario decides to still make that pass. And then he takes a touch. I think Archie Gray takes a shit touch in towards his goal. And the players obviously read that like a book. And he's just taking it. And then it's just 2-1 against the keeper. And they score that goal. It's just poor. It's just poor again. It's just mistakes after mistakes. And then I think the second one was again... There was a mistake, but it was more the goalkeeper got lobbed.
It was just bad positioning.
It was bad positioning for Caro, yeah. It was bad positioning. It's just poor. It's just poor from me. It's like, what are you doing? Like, we need to get him out now, put Kinski in. We bought Kinski in. He looked really good winning his first game against Liverpool, which we won the first game in the FA Cup against them. Or I think it was the FA Cup. We won the first leg, and then we lost the second leg against them. But he looked really, really good. And he's been good since he's come in. When he's played games, but Vicario is obviously number one, so I get the manager wants to stick with him.
And he's in your leadership group as well.
Yeah, mate, Clive. What do I do, mate? What do we do?
Senior leader, like you can't bin him off, can you? He's got to be in that squad.
Like this is the thing: is managers just need to just don't give a shit about pride of the player. Just get the fucker off, take him off now. He's causing us problems. There's mistakes after mistakes. It's been three games now. That he's been definitely been involved in those mistakes, so he needs to fucking be. He needs to be gone. He needs to be dropped. If I've said this before, sat for World Cup games, group games, friendly games, whatever it is. If players are playing shit, you drop them. I don't give a shit how good their name is or what they are, what number they are in the squad. If they're shit and they're not on form, take them off. I know it's sometimes you want to play the players to boost their confidence, but we're not in a confidence boosting position right now. We need to push ourselves up a bit more and start competing for top four. Maybe not even top four. We need to fucking finish sixth or something then. Because at this point, if we continue the way we're going,
we're in a relegation battle, mate.
What is it? West Ham are 9 points off of us. Yeah. And they're what? 3 points off of bottom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which means what's that? 12 points?
I mean, you're adding on there. Nine points.
I'm tired. Anyway, yeah. Whatever it is, we're not far off if we keep losing and teams keep winning. And he needs to do something. If we've got Liverpool next, well, that's a loss. We'll probably get smashed.
I mean, if you beat Liverpool, you go 1 point behind them.
Yeah, we're not beating Liverpool, Clive. I can promise you that now.
But that mentality already.
Yeah. Wait until his man versus AI prediction. 3-0 Tottenham. Yeah.
That's just a realistic. If you go look at any stat realistically against Liverpool, Liverpool are just one of our bogey teams that we cannot. We might get a draw against them, but I can't remember last time we beat Liverpool other than the FA Cup game. I just can't. No matter how much form they're in or how bad they're playing, Liverpool for some reason just fucking become a different team against Tottenham. They just play really well. I know Salah might not be here though this time.
He's off to the African Cup of Nations.
So that might help us a little bit because that fucker always turns up against us. And I know he played against Brighton.
He came off the bench.
Yeah, after like 20 odd minutes. But it's just poor performance. I didn't see the third goal, so I don't know. I don't know how that went in. And well, you said it was a screamer, Clive. Good goal. I didn't turn it off. I didn't even have it on. Because there's nowhere to watch it, is there? So I didn't have it on.
All the 2 o'clock games are on Sky.
Yeah, it was on TV.
Was it?
Yeah, all the 2 o'clock Sunday games are on Sky.
I typed in online Spurs on TV and it only showed. it didn't show that game.
Shocker.
I had it on the multi-view channel.
I had the three games as well. All Sunday 2 o'clock kickoffs.
To be fair, I was watching Netflix anyway. Check out Man the Inside by Ted Danson. Check it out.
Season two.
So good.
Deter it away from football. Come on, Luke. Let's make our own podcast. I'm sick of talking about it.
What to watch on Netflix? Yes. There you go, guys. Watch that over football at the moment.
Football.
Poor overall. I don't know what the shots were. I don't think you guys got the stats up. I know we had one shot in the first half.
I'll tell you. You had one shot on target.
Overall.
Five shots in total.
That was the one shot in the first half. We had no shot in the second half.
Sounds about right.
That's what I'm saying, Clive. No attackers. No one.
I said that before the Arsenal game. Right when Arsenal were going through that period of not having any shots against us. You joke that Spurs will do it. And I at the time said I honestly can't see it. You're not good enough in attack.
And that's why we need those players. But I mean, even if we've not got those players back, I just want us to do something. I don't care if someone shoots from 55 yards. Just do something. It's just shocking.
Yeah,
he's
talking nonsense, isn't he? Yeah.
No, you know, but us used to. Who scored the goal? The header they scored against Arsenal today. The Wolves goal. Your goal.
Which one?
There
was three.
No, Wolves' goal
against Arsenal was
the header, wasn't it? I think it was a header. The cross came in as a header.
I think it was a shot, but the guy got his head to it, right?
So what I'm getting at is if
the keeper's in that position to save the shot rather than the header. Yeah,
if we're not shooting, there's no deflections, there's no nothing. I think we got a few goals this season from Tell where he took a deflection and went in. Like, just try a shot. I don't care. Just try something.
She really wants to be part of this episode.
Yeah, I don't blame her. She's more interesting than the fucking Tottenham.
You are.
But no, I'm so deflated. Like on holiday, just seeing the loss after loss after loss, and then on the way back we win. And then I'm like,
I loved that little infographic for you. That was fun to do.
It wasn't fun at all. I can't. If any Spurs fans listen to this, I'd like to see in the comments. What the fuck? Where do we go? Where do we go?
Championship.
We've said this before. It's going to make no difference sacking him. It's going to make no difference sacking him. We've had some of the best managers in the world and they still can't do it at Tottenham.
It's Spurs. You're cursed. You have a toxic... We're toxic. You have a toxic atmosphere because not even switching a manager does anything. Like you said, you've had some of the best. Every story is the same.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who you're getting. It's you. Fucking change your name.
Your worst manager actually won you a trophy, which is absolutely Tottenham Hotspur.
And then you sacked him.
I mean, he said he was going to.
That is Tottenham. Yeah. Always sack a manager before a cup final. They come. I love that they come out and they're like, "Oh, the ball, like, yeah, we want to do this. We want Tottenham to do this, and then we want them to progress. We want Champions League. We want a Premier League. We've got the sniff now of getting the cups." It's just like, come on. If that's the point, if that's the case, fucking start spending the money then.
I'm waiting for you to talk about Beyonce.
I keep telling you.
Talk to my what?
You're not going to Beyonce in our concerts.
There's only so much money that brings in. When you take not, Swift, mate.
Until you've paid off that stadium, you're not in a position to buy players like the big teams in the top four.
Clive, these people, have money. That's just somewhere in some offshore account.
There's a reason they're billionaires.
That they can just pull out or do what Mitchell does. Yeah, and his club is sell hotels and shit. Yeah,
obviously other teams do, but Tottenham don't, and they've never shown any evidence of doing that. So what makes you think they're going to change?
I don't know, mate.
The only thing that changes Tottenham is if a country buys you, like Man City or PSG.
Well, then we've got to stop turning them down because they come in for us like 4 points, something billion or whatever it was. They need to just accept it. They just need to accept
Spurs,
it.
Originally,
and then let's do it. Fuck it. Let's join all the other people that have bought the league. To be fair, I think that would annoy me. I think it'd be great if we won it, but I feel like
another trophy.
But you look at it. You look at it. You just look like, well, okay, you did buy it. I can't sit here and take the piss out of Chelsea for years and Man City for years.
I mean, the agent fees is going to come up this week, isn't it? Apparently that hearing's going to end this week and we'll see what Chelsea's punishment is. Another transfer embargo.
This is the problem with when you talk about prices and stuff, because everything's overinflated. Like,
because of Chelsea. Fees.
That's got nothing to do with the ability on the pitch. That's greedy fucking people getting as much as they can out of the
situation.
Because of
Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah.
And business. Club. Because of billionaires.
And a club.
Because of billionaires, mate. And tax evasion.
It's the way the world works.
Anybody else on Spurs? It's been good to hear Luke's voice.
It's been nice to have you back, Luke.
I wish I could come back and be happy about the about
someone
Spurs
to share.
No, because that would be boring.
But
oh, we're second in the league.
That'd be the end of this podcast.
Yeah, we'll be done.
I mean, that's
when Arsenal win the league at the end of the season.
That motion you just made, second league, exactly what's going to be happening at the end of the season for you guys.
We shall see. I mean, City are in the race and Villa in the race, right?
So.
That's the only reason Clive set this podcast up, because he thought Arsenal were going to win the league. Now we've had to do a second season because he's still fucking waiting.
Pricks, absolute pricks, right? But the bonus is we might win the league and West Ham might get relegated in one season. So
no, that's not a bonus at all. I'd rather West Ham stay up and Arsenal not win the league.
Obviously, you'd rather that.
Yeah. I'm sure Bob and Mitchell.
I mean, last season, I would have rather Arsenal win the league and Tottenham got relegated. You know?
No, we don't want Bob gone.
No.
I mean, it doesn't mean Bob has to go.
No, he has to go, Clive. I'm sorry, Bob. But you have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke's just saying that so you can finish third in the fucking Man vs. AI.
No, because it's still bottom, Clive. It doesn't help
me. I mean, I just changed the narrative, Luke. Third.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. Speaking of Man vs. AI, let's head into it.
Woohoo.
Mitchell Brown.
Fuck up. Excuse me.
Man versus AI. Beep, boop, boop, beep. I like what Mike done.
That's
with the
a great
robot
idea. Still,
thank you.
Mike's
done that for a while.
Yeah,
but I don't Mike's watch him. I don't normally watch him, but I caught up with him when I was.
Of course you don't.
Holiday.
Call yourself a fan.
Well, I call myself a fan. Well, I was already here to experience it. I don't need to experience it again.
I was here live.
Right, let's recap. Newcastle, what am I doing?
What are you doing?
This weekend, did you?
That's next weekend.
That's next weekend. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's getting confused.
Oh, no. No, again.
Losing it in his old age. Right, Everton versus Chelsea. AI predicted Chelsea 2, Everton 1. Got 1 point. Arsenal v Wolves. AI predicted Arsenal 3, Wolves 1. Got 1 point. Forest versus Tottenham. AI predicted Tottenham 2, Forest 1. Got 0 points. Aston Villa versus West Ham. It predicted West Ham 2, Aston Villa
2.
2. And got 0 points for a total of 2.
Fuck. Thank fuck for you, man. I knew I was happy for a reason.
Bob predicted Aston Villa 2, West Ham 0. Got 1 point.
Yeah.
Mitchell predicted, what did Mitchell predict? Chelsea 1, Everton 0. Got 1 point. Clive predicted, he was super confident going in, like every Arsenal fan. Arsenal 4, Wolves 0. Still ended up with 1 point.
Tom went 5-0.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Luke, as is tradition, was wrong. He predicted 2-0 to Tottenham. Got 0 points. So, as it stands, humans are on 45 points. AI is on 31 points.
Oh, it's going well.
We are smashing it. Luke is still trying, trying to give AI a chance.
I'm going to get a point next week though, so I'm not worried.
He is predicting a Liverpool win.
There's a spoiler.
Mitchell is on 16 points. Clive is on 13 points. Bob is on 10 points. Luke is on 6 points.
I mean, we scrapped 3 weeks though, don't we? Because I wasn't here.
Nope.
Weren't you? Didn't you spend last half of a season on single digits as well?
Yeah.
Fucking consistent, isn't
it? He said it. He's consistent.
Consistent.
He's the only consistent thing about it.
That's my life as well. Consistent.
Holy shit!
Right. So who's the first game next week?
Chelsea.
I mean, I'll be singing that if they finish above Arsenal, don't worry.
I don't think they will, so I'm pretty confident.
Do you know what? I would even say it right here, and this is a promise. If Chelsea finish above Arsenal,
he's gonna wear
I will wear a Chelsea t-shirt.
He fucking won't. Right?
I fucking will. I will promise him that. You've heard me say the word promise.
No, but I'd rather you wear an Arsenal top.
I'm not wearing an Arsenal top.
No.
I'd wear a Chelsea top and I'll celebrate on a bus with you, Mitchell. Yeah? you got it here.
What, for finishing higher than Arsenal? But
just finishing higher.
It doesn't matter.
Don't win a trophy. Look, just finish higher.
That's even better.
We don't do buses for that, Luke, because we actually win trophies.
That's even better. Because think about it. They bottled it even more.
I was going to say talk amongst yourselves for a bit, but you've already done it.
I've
got the predictions.
Oh, it's good to be back.
I am going to ask you your prediction. Mitchell Brown, you are away to Newcastle. What are you saying?
I've done a bit of digging, Clive.
Oh,
as you know, always. I like to do. We have lost the last two against Newcastle. And I thought, I'll have a quick look. When was the last time we lost three in a row? 1914.
So confident.
So.
The draw?
By that metric. We shouldn't fucking lose it. But did you say we're away or are we at home?
You're away.
Oh, you're losing that, mate.
Oh.
I mean, they lost to Sunderland today at home.
Yeah, that's not our rivals, isn't it? 2-1
Chelsea.
2-1
Chelsea.
Can I predict?
2-1. I mean, you can.
I'm going to say 2-1 Newcastle.
You're not getting any bonus
points. No, that's fine. I want Chelsea to win, obviously, but I think Newcastle.
The next game is a 3 o'clock kickoff. Man City at home to West Ham. Bob.
3-1 City.
We have to get a goal.
Yeah, I do think we'll get a goal. Who's scoring? I'm going to say Bowen.
I thought Bowen as well. He's got to keep Liverpool interested in him, didn't he?
Fuck off, yeah,
Then the 5:30 kickoff. So the West Ham are the only team out of us that are not on TV next weekend.
That's good news for me. City especially, fucking hell.
Tottenham at home to Liverpool, a Luke draw, 5:30 Saturday. What are you saying?
3-1 Liverpool. No. 4-1 Liverpool.
4-1 Liverpool.
Fucking hell, Luke.
That free-flowing, goal-scoring Liverpool team at the moment.
Jesus Christ. Your record against them?
Go look at the record, Mitchell.
Arsenal play Everton away from home. The 8 o'clock kick. The 8 o'clock kick.
8 o'clock. The 8 o'clock, Jurgen.
I'm going 2-0 Arsenal. We're going to keep a clean sheet again.
Yeah, see,
Mitchell. I know Tottenham better than anyone.
The last two, you lost 5-1 and 4-0. But one was in the League Cup, right? And you did beat them before that.
Yeah, in the Cup, 1-0.
4-1 though.
The Premier League, mate.
Lucas definitely
the Premier League for some reason, mate. We just.
Can this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
missing.
I've
missed a few games. We
missed you too.
And I've missed you guys.
Fuck.
Right, AIS predictions. Newcastle 2. Chelsea 1. It's predicted a Newcastle win. Tottenham 2. Liverpool 3.
Salute prediction.
2. Liverpool 3.
Tottenham. Oh, I can see
Everton,
that.
Fucking hell. What's AI on?
Arsenal 2. You slag.
You did 4-1.
Man City 3. West Ham 1.
Mitch.
So it's copied me and Bob.
Oh, fuck off.
Copied me and Bob.
Man City 3.
There's points to be made, though, if Chelsea win, and that's it. You are top for a reason, so lovely. Yeah. Anything else before we end it? Excellent, nothing cool. On his black
just
eye.
Just to zoom in on my eye.
Pink eye.
He went to a female match, KB. They heard what he's been saying. Bosh.
We heard you on that number one podcast. Thanks. That you don't like women's football.
On that note,
and then shit me back.
Any final words, Mitchell? Bob?
No, that's it.
Welcome back, Luke's mine.
Hi, thanks.
Go on, Luke.
I'm a shit.
Konnichiwa.